lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Now, this has just been put in front of me, this little page of information. It's called cold nips, whatever that is. It's early morning swim. Oh, ice cold nips. This is a family-rated show. We're supposed to talk about this. Anyway, I haven't had time to prepare for it. It's under the heading of Brett Old, so if anyone gets into trouble for the use of the term cold nips for people swimming early in the morning, it'll be the deputy mayor. Anyway, it says here, ever heard of cold nips? Well, this Friday, the first of 100 early morning dips over 100 days in every state in the country, it starts right here in Palm Cove, says the deputy mayor, Brett Olds. Now, it's going to finish where it all began, Cottesloe Beach. I mentioned the temperature in Cottesloe Beach, Perth, in 100 days' time. And Brett Olds says, I'll be down there just across from the surf club, and I hope to see some of you down there at 6 a.m. If the weather stays this cold, I reckon I'll be able to cut glass... I'll be able to cut glass with my cold nips. This is opposite the surf club out of Pump Cove. And don't get me started about the chilly willies. It's a thing. Check out their website. It's all in an effort to raise over, $1 million. $1 million for mental health. You can find out more information or donate here. Actually, we'll find out by pressing this button and introduce him to the show. This is actually, at the moment, not Brett Olds. We've actually got Zhan Wong Yan, co-founder of Cold Nips, and leading the Australian tour. Zhan Wong Yan, good morning.
Good morning. How are we going?
Where did you get the bloody name?
Well, that's actually the other co-founder's idea. Like, let's be a little bit cheeky. It touches on mental health, and let's get people into it. So it came back with cold nips.
Well, I guess if people get a laugh at it, they're drawn more easily to it, aren't they? It's a very good point, I guess.
Now... Exactly. It's a nice little metaphor because it's good for your health, but it also gives you cold nips.
But our Deputy Mayor's now introduced another terminology, chilly willies. If you run out of the cold nips or doesn't do the job anymore, cold nips, you can introduce chilly willies. Now, John, talk to me about this whole campaign because you're out to raise $1 million for mental health. Tell me about the whole campaign.
That's it. We're going to 100 different locations all across Australia, and every single day we're in a different beach, and we're trying to raise as much awareness and $1 million for mental health. So, yeah, as playful and funny as the name is, it has also got a serious undertone, and that's just raising the awareness around mental health.
Well, it's funny, because up here in North Queensland, as you can well imagine, it's going to be a lot warmer as far as the dip or nip is concerned, because in the tropics, that's just the reality. But I'm just thinking, are you doing this in Tasmania?
We are, yep. We've got 4 dips in Tasmania, and we have a dip in Jindabyne as well, which is the snowy mountain.
Yes.
That's going to be the coldest.
That'd be an ice dip.
Exactly. Oh. Freezing nip, frozen nip, maybe.
Listen, we get a bit serious about this. How do people get involved?
So we have a website. It sounded like you've jumped on there, but it's dedicated to the tour page, and it's got every single 100 dip on there, and you can sign up, you can donate, you can create a profile, and we're trying to get as many people down all across Australia. Our goal is 100,000. It's an ambitious one, but we're doing it. To make it happen.
Well, you've got a terrific sense of humour. I mean, if you get people laughing, they're drawn to it anyway. I'm just looking at the map. It's just been handed to me. The tour starts in Cairns. This is amazing. It's virtually every beach around the whole nation. And it goes right down along the Queensland coast. Then you've got Gold Coast. Then you've got all those beaches through to Sydney. Then you've got beaches, and it'll be getting very cold here, around the whole Melbourne Victorian coast. Then down to Hobart, my God. Right across South Australia and finishing in Perth. How many beaches are there?
I mean, we're hitting 100 individually on the tour.
Wow.
But there'll be more. I'm sure there's going to be second dips throughout the day. We do love an ocean dip.
I'm so pleased. Is there any advice you should give people? Because I'm thinking it would be such a shock to the system, for example, having one of these dips or nips or whatever they're called in Hobart.
Yeah, advice-wise, there's so many science-backed benefits to cold water and therapy, and it's just really starting to emerge. But we found when you do it surrounded by others, and as a group setting, it elevates the benefits and also just the feeling. You know, it's like we're all going through a bit of a challenge and discomfort together.
I see. If no health issues, I mean, what's it like for the heart, the raspberry tart? Does it have any impact on people with dicky hearts?
Not like as far as ice baths go, there's some contradictions with like actual heart issues, but the water is never below, even in Tasmania it gets below 9 degrees. It sounds cold, but it's overall healthy for you.
Sounds cold? That's the understatement of the year. Oh, anyway, the fact is, if people are prepared to do it, obviously the rewards, if you love to do something for charity, this is a wonderful opportunity for it. Here it is, effort to raise over $1 million for mental health. So if you want to join in, and all the details are... Oh, give me the website, because it's not in front of me.
If you go through to coldnips.com.au, and then the link's in the header there, the first thing you'll see will take you straight to the tour.
And it's Cold Nips or Cold Dips?
Cold Nips, like nipples. Okay.
We had worked out. This is a family show, John.
Oh, sorry.
It's Cold Nips, and it's .com.au, and you've been listening to Jean Wong Yen, co-founder of Cold Nips, leading this Australian tour. Jean, feel free to call in from time to time. Let us know how you're going and give us some idea. Well, the level of screeching and screams, perhaps, that are being heard around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to. Maybe we could even organise it live.
Excellent news. Good to talk to you and good luck with this. That's Jean Wong Yen, co-founder of Cold Nips, and he's leading the Australian tour.